We're on.
Okay. I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lake City Council. A note for the voice record that today is January 15th, 2026. And we will begin by having three new council members sworn in by our city attorney.
And I believe we're going to swear Mr. McDaniel, too. Said three new. We're going to do the four?
Three new and one existing, one reelected.
Yes, one reelected.
So we're not going to swear you in?
Yes, we are.
You are.
All right, so we're up to four.
Up to four, that's right.
She said three new. I'm not new. It's three new and one reelected.
I'm charging for four. What we're going to do is I'm going to swear you around, and the way we're going to do it is I'm going to say aye, and you will state your name. We'll well and truly perform the duties of council member, and then I will read the oath, and at the end I will ask if you do so swear. Does that sound good? Please raise your right hand. Take this oath. Aye.
Aye, Chip McDaniel.
Do solemnly swear that I will well and truly perform the duties of council member of the city of Berkeley Lake, Georgia, and that I will support and defend the charter thereof, as well as the constitution and laws of the state of Georgia and of the United States of America. I do further solemnly swear and affirm that I am not the holder of any unaccounted for public money due this state, or any political subdivision or authority thereof, that I am not the holder of any office of trust under the government of the United States, any other state, or any foreign state which by the laws of the state of Georgia I am prohibited from holding, that I am otherwise qualified to hold said office according to the Constitution and laws of Georgia, and that I will support the Constitution of the United States and of this state. I do so swear.
I do so swear.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. All right. Thank you, Dick.
Yes, ma'am.
I will also note for the voice record that I think we've got 16 members of the 17 members of the public here, our city attorney, our city administrator as well. And congratulations and welcome to our new and returning folks. Thank you for your service. The agenda has been presented, and I would solicit a motion in response to that, please.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda as submitted.
Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Okay, Rebecca moves, Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That is unanimous. We have no public hearings tonight for you, but the consent agenda has four items. To point those out, they include December 11th council meeting minutes, also work session minutes from that evening, the financial statements from November 2024 unaudited, and the Atlas Dam inspection proposal that we discussed earlier in the work session. Do I hear a motion regarding the consent agenda?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I second.
Okay.
With one
Chip.
Qualification, you mentioned it said 2024, it's 2025.
Yes, indeed it is. November 25th. Thank you. See. Good eye, Bill. All right. With that amendment, do I hear a motion regarding the consent agenda? We have your motion with that amendment. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Bill moves. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. We have no old business tonight, but our new business has to do with this code of conduct affirmation. This is the agreement our city council made with each other years ago, wherein we would annually recall to our attention the code of conduct that we worked together to create. Each year, we annually reaffirm that, and the code requires that it be brought before council each year and ask each council member to ratify the code of conduct anew at that time. It's printed, it's been advertised on our website. We've discussed it in our work session. And I would submit a request for a motion in response to this.
I'll make a motion to ratify the code of conduct for 2026.
Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Okay. Rebecca moves and Skip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. That's unanimous. The next item is the election of a mayor pro tem. I would ask for any nomination for that office.
Yes, Mayor, I would like to nominate Rebecca Spittler to fulfill the duties of the mayor pro tem for 2026.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Chip moves and Bill Lacy, I have to say which bills we're talking about now. Bill Lacy seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, that's unanimous. The mayoral appointments have also been shared here. And we've discussed those also in our work session. Do I hear a motion regarding the mayoral appointments?
I motion that we accept.
Okay, Bill Lacy motions. Do I hear a second?
Yes, I second the motion.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Chip?
Sorry.
Okay, good. Unanimously passed. Lee, would you talk to us, please, about the fee schedule amendment?
Yes, ma'am. Staff has been working on updating the fee schedule for several reasons, including state law changes and inflation impacting the cost of providing building inspection services. The proposed changes are focused primarily on building permit fees, which fund building inspections. Additionally, staff suggests increasing the administrative fee for occupation tax certificates to offset software costs and staff time assisting applicants.
Okay. We've also looked over that together earlier tonight. Do I hear a motion regarding the administrative fees?
I make a motion we amend the fee schedule as proposed.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Skip moves and Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. That's unanimous. Do we have any public comments tonight? Hearing none, I would solicit a motion for adjournment.
A motion to adjourn.
Okay. Chip moves to adjourn. Do we hear a second? Okay. Bill Lyons seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. We are adjourned. Nice to have you all.